In January 2018, Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Albany was asked by the City of Cohoes to provide disaster case management services to help survivors of the fire that devastated much of downtown Cohoes. The organization released a report Thursday. The man blamed for starting the major fire last year that devastated much of downtown Cohoes was sentenced to a year in the Albany County Correctional Facility on Tuesday. Authorities say 51-year-old John Gomes was trying to forge a sword in a barrel in his backyard on November 30, 2017, when embers from the fire spread beyond Remsen Street. More than two dozen buildings were destroyed or damaged. Several residents were left homeless. The city has been in recovery mode since. Catholic Charities spokesman Paul McAvoy.
There was $106,000 raised through three major fundraisers, and then additional funds kept coming in once the news stories were still out there and people were still seeing just how bad the damage was. In total, there was $119,785 raised, and that's how much was also spent on helping survivors of the fire with things like food, furniture, household goods, rental assistance, and clothing.
Working from lists provided by the City of Cohoes, Catholic Charities assisted 28 households, including 43 people displaced by the fire. Services ranged from getting new furniture to providing a down payment on a new apartment. McAvoy says fire is a very particular kind of disaster.
It's very sudden. It's very all-consuming. There was a lot of trauma. There was a lot of shock. There were a lot of people who were upset about what they had been going through and the difficulty in having to rebuild. And through our case managers, we were able to work with them and help them really get to a better space, both physically and kind of emotionally. So by the end of it, there were some of the folks who were, you know, much darker place where we started working with them. They were much happier by the end and grateful for the help and assistance, which I have to point out really came from the community. Catholic Charities was the conduit that helped connect these the people who wanted to reach out and help with the people who needed help. And in this case, it just worked wonderfully.
State Assemblyman John McDonald, a former Cohoes mayor who operates a pharmacy in the city, says the community has accomplished a return to normalcy.
The core of the business community is back in operation. It's been that way for several months now. And at the same token, the state has been able to help out with close to $1 million worth of grants to help with infrastructure, you know, sidewalks, aesthetic improvements in the downtown area, which is part of the city's longer-term vision. And, you know, we were very fortunate after the fire. Governor's office was extremely responsive. And in December, we were able to deliver those funds to the city, which is going to help with the overall downtown revitalization effort.
Cohoes Mayor Sean Morris did not return a call for comment. He has spearheaded the effort to secure a $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative state grant to assist in the rebuilding effort. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.